Good day, everyone. Today we'll be talking about how to teach letter writing. Letter writing is the exchange of written or printed messages from one person to another, e.g., family, friends, employee, boss at work, and so on and so forth. But looking at it from the junior secondary school level to the secondary school level, and even most university students, most of the students don't know how to write a letter. And this letter writing, most especially formal letter, will be useful when such a student is searching or hunting for job. So these are the steps by step procedure to write a formal letter. First of all, you write the sender's address and telephone number on the top left side of the paper. That is, you writing the letter, you write your address in a blocked form at the top left center of the page. Then below the sender's address, that's the second step, you place the date directly below the sender's address. Then at the right hand side, you write the recipient's address, that is the receiver's address, be it your boss at work, your employee. You write his or her address on the line beneath. Then you give the person you are addressing a salutation. Dear sir or dear madam. Dear sir or dear madam is applicable when you don't know the person you are writing to. Maybe the person is a male or a female, so it's advisable for you to write dear sir or madam. But in a situation whereby you know the person you are writing to, maybe the person is a male, you write dear sir, and if the person is a female, you write dear madam. Then you write the body of the letter. And when writing a formal letter, take note, you go straight to the point. No need for how are you? How are you, sir? How are you, ma? How are you doing today? How's your work going? And so on and so. No need for that. You go straight to the reason, to the goal of the letter. Maybe you are seeking for a job. Maybe it's an application, application for the post of a secretary, application for the post of a clerk, application of for the post of the general manager. You go straight to the point. Then after the body of the letter, you write a complimentary clause. In a formal letter, your complimentary clause will be yours faithfully. Then after yours faithfully, below the line of yours, the second line of yours faithfully, you write your name in full. Then you sign below the line you've written your name. Then you write your phone number. Then after that, you proofread your letter if there's a mistake or not. So that is all about formal letter. And informal letter, for those of us that don't know how to write informal letter too, informal letter is a letter written to your friends, to your family. It's an open letter. You can write it anyhow you like, but mind you, you mustn't make any mistake. And the format for writing an informal letter includes the following. For writing an informal letter, you write the address of the sender on the top left of the page. Then after, you write an opening salutation, dear friend, dear mom, dear dad, and so on. Then you write the body of the letter. When writing the body of the letter, you can start with how are you, how has your day been, how is work going, how is school, how is studies. Then you write the body of the letter. It's a free letter, right? As I said earlier, it's an open letter. You can write it anyhow you like. You can write a whole page and more than that. Then after that, you write either yours sincerely, your daughter, your friend. That's for the complimentary clause. Then you write your name. You can even write a nickname You can write it. It's not compulsory you write your full name. You can write your nickname. Then you proofread your letter also, if there's mistake or not. So for those of us that does not know how to write formal letter and informal letter, this is how to write it.